Hello.
Yes, this is Lake. Didn't you request a call back from customer service?
I sure did. Back on April 15th, I was looking through Facebook and there was something that I clicked on and it was misrepresented. And then it said it was $2. And then my credit card got billed for $59.89. And so I called immediately that morning and shared that I was not interested in whatever it was, that it was some kind of quality wellness something, and I didn't know what it entailed and I wasn't interested in it because it was misleading. And so they said that they were going to take it off my credit card statement, but it's still there and we're on the 20th, 5 days later. Are you there? Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, and you said what happened when you
So
call back? Okay.
I called and they were going to take it off my credit card. They were going to take me out of whatever I didn't know I was signing up for when I did it, and they were going to take the charge off my credit card, but we're 5 days out and it's still there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll be happy to pull up an account for you. What's your billing zip code?
46807.
You said 46807?
46806.
06. Your phone is cutting out.
46806.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't doing it at first, but I don't know why. Make sure my phone is up. Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Alana, ALA. Last name's Washington.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2715 Havelwood Drive, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46806.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here you took a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
I did, but never did I read that I was signing up for something that costs $59.89 a month. So I called immediately once I seen this charge come through that morning within an hour or two, and I said, please take me out of all of this. I'm not interested. This is not what I understood I signed up for.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So basically, yeah, that information, yeah, is listed under terms and conditions. Yeah, it does tell you, yeah, they do automatic enroll you into the Bites Hub meal plan and gas subscription, and it is $59.89 a month.
Well, go ahead
Okay.
and cancel me out of all of it because I'm not interested.
No, your account is already canceled. You called in to cancel on April the 15th, and you said that you were supposed to be getting a refund. I don't see that listed on your account.
I asked for a refund. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to pay the $59.89 for no reason.
I mean, you're paying for the app. That's what you signed up for.
I don't want anything. I did not realize that's what I was signing. It was an error. I did not realize that that was what I was signing up for. So I called on the 15th and explained to them whatever it was that I signed up for, I'm not interested in. Please cancel it. I'm not interested and take this off of my account.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, they did cancel you out, but yeah, there's nothing showing about a refund.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to refund me because I was not under that understanding. It was going to be a $60 charge to my account. And I already do other things through my work. I work for a health system. So this would just be like me doing double duty of things and paying for something that I already get.
Okay, let me look on and see what I can do for you. Give me one second.
Tell me what your name is.
Yes, ma'am. It's Laken. It's Laken. Okay, so it looks like here what I can do for you on that charge. Looks like I can do a courtesy $45 refund on that charge for you.
You can do a what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, ma'am, a $45 refund on that charge for you.
No. I called that same day within an hour of it happening and asked for all of this to be taken off.
So I do apologize for that.
Off, or I'm going to dispute all of the charges with my credit card company.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am? Your phone is breaking up.
So either you guys can take off the $59.89 like I requested immediately after I noticed that I had made an error. I did not download any app. I have not used anything. It was an error on my end, and I shared that it was an error. I asked for it to be taken off my card. That was the understanding that I had when I called on 415. It has not been 5 days later. I'm calling back to ask you to take it off again. $45 is not going to cut it. $59.89 needs to come off of my card, or I'm going to fully dispute the credit card, what you guys have put on my card, because I called and asked for it to be taken off. That was the conversation that I had on 415, and it hasn't been taken off.
Just 1 second, ma'am. Let me look into that for you. Okay, so it's a one-time cutty, so I can get that refunded for you. Allow me just 1 moment, okay?
All right.
Just 1 second, ma'am. I'm still getting the account handled for you. Just 1 moment.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you can allow that refund 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your account. If you don't see it, first check with their Visa. If they're saying they don't see it, then give us a call back at this number.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.